What are we thinking about today? Who's got a copy of Lens and can read what's on the back? Or on the front, yes? It's a name of somebody. Yes? Samson. Now you think, may think, that's a bit funny to think in a harvest service about Samson. Does anybody know anything about Samson? Not necessarily the awful things he did, but one thing about Samson. He had one special quality, yes? He knocked down the temple because, you're absolutely right, because he was strong. If we know one thing about Samson, it's because he was strong. And the beavers are going to come up with their leaders and tell us a story. It'll come up on the screens too, so they're going to do the Bible story for us.
Good morning, everyone. We've got Sam and Ben, who are going to help act out our story of Samson. At Beavers on Monday, we've made lots of props, so they're going to use them. Can we get the props out? So we're just going to lay them in front of them. And as I read, when it comes to a bit with a prop, there'll be a brief pause and then they'll do something with it, I hope. So we've got chains. We've got weights. We've got city gates. We're going to have scissors. We're going to have, I'll just tell you what these are. Foxes' tails with fire torches on, in case you wonder. An empty, I want to say, bottle of wine and a bottle of beer, in case you worry. Right, we're ready to start. Oh, they just need a pair of scissors each, Anna. Put them down. Samson's great deeds. Samson was a strong man. But he wasn't strong because he lifted weights. No. Put it down. And he wasn't strong because he did lots of press-ups. Oh. And he wasn't strong because he had big muscles. No, Samson was strong because his mother had promised God that her son would never drink strong wine. No. Or ever drink strong beer. No. And that he would never, ever, ever, ever cut his hair. No. And when he grew up, Samson had promised that too. Samson was strong because of God. So one day, God asked Samson to do a strong thing. The Philistines are hurting my people, God said, so I want you to protect them. And that's what Samson did. He roamed the land like a one-man army, causing trouble for the Philistines wherever he found them. He caught 300 foxes, tied their tails together in pairs, and jammed a fiery torch between the tails. Then he sent them running through the Philistines' fields to burn down all their crops. And his hair kept on growing. He was captured once, but he burst the ropes around him as if they were string. Then he took the jawbone of a dead donkey and used it to kill 1,000 Philistine soldiers. With a donkey's jawbone, he boasted, I have made donkeys out of them. And his hair just kept on growing. And when the Philistines thought they had him surrounded in the city of Gaza, he tore off the enormous doors of the city gates and escaped, carrying them to the top of the hill. Right, put it down. And his hair just kept on growing. For 20 years, Samson protected God's people, protected them with his mighty deeds, protected them with the strength God gave him, and his hair just kept on growing.
Thank you very much, Beavers. That was. So we know that Samson was a really strong man, but also that he helped God. He helped God. And we've got a little activity. So if you are in year two or below, so infant school or below, and come down here, Christine and the team will help you with an activity. So just if you're in the infant school or below. Mums, dads, if you want to come with them, you're welcome. You might want to put your instruments down so that you can do the activity. So Samson was really strong. There's a picture of him with his donkey's jawbone. And when Samson was a baby, his mum made promises to God. Can anybody remember what the promises were? Yes? That he would never cut his hair. There's a baby who does not want his hair cut, but his mum promised, I'll never cut his hair. What was the other promise? One of the other promises, yes? Well done, you remembered well. He would never drink strong wine or beer. So Samson grew up and he kept those promises. So Samson was strong, as we heard. Why? Not because he did press-ups, not because he did have muscles. Why was he strong? Because of God. Samson was strong because of God and because he and his mum kept that promise. And so God made it possible for Samson to do amazing things for his people. We might think that some of the things that Samson did weren't very nice, but actually behind it was protecting God's people. God wanted his people, his friends, to be safe. And the Philistines wanted them not to be safe, were out to kill them and to rubbish God. And that's why Samson fought the Philistines. He protected God's people. And he was so strong that he did amazing things. But the aim was to protect God's people. But a little bit at the end of the story, after the 20 years when his hair kept growing, Samson forgot something. Now, if you make a promise, sometimes what can happen? Yes? You don't keep it. And sometimes, well, always it's important, isn't it, to try and keep a promise. And Samson forgot how important that promise was. And what do you think happened? There's a clue up there. he lost his strength. Because he'd made the promise to God, when he broke that promise, he lost his strength. And then what do you think happened with God's enemies? Yes? You're doing it absolutely right with that gesture. They hurt him. God's enemies hurt him. And when Samson realized, what do you think he did? Let me ask you, if you break a promise to somebody, what might you do to make things better? Yes? Say sorry. And that's what Samson did. He actually said to God, I'm sorry, please give me back my strength. Please give me back my strength. And that, when God restored Samson's strength, and like somebody remembered really well, he pulled down the pillars in the temple. The sad thing was, of course, that Samson, who'd been injured by his enemies, died at that point. But when he died, he was back friends with God again. God had actually restored him, and Samson had remembered that promise because Samson said he was sorry. Now, what's that got to do with harvest? Here's a clue. What's that? A rainbow. Yep. There's another picture, I think, of a big rainbow, beautiful rainbow. Can anybody remember the very first rainbow sign in the Bible? When did it come? Yes? With Noah, when there was that awful flood. And floods destroy crops, they can destroy everything. After the flood, God put a rainbow in the sky and said, there will always be seed time and harvest. So the thing to remember is that God always, 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 and it's underlined, keeps his promises. And like Samson, we all make mistakes and we all mess up sometimes and we all get things wrong. The lovely thing is that as soon as we say, oh, I'm sorry, God, he restores us. We get a fresh start. And the major thing about God's promises today to remember is that he promises seed time and harvest. So it doesn't matter how old you are, how little you are. We prayed for Ella Sophia this morning that she would grow up to know God and know his blessing and understand that God keeps his promises to her and that she, as she grows up, can help God. And I think some of the people down here have been thinking about that, so in a moment we'll look at what you've been doing. But remember that even if we make a mess of things, like Samson did, forgetting his promise, when he said sorry, God restored him. And God promises to us that he will provide all that we need. That's why he's generous.